flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Shant. Old woman served a monk for 30 long years. She built a monastery for him and was absolutely dedicated to him. She was dying. At the time of death, a doubt entered her heart, and she thought, I want to know whether the man I served for 30 years is really a man of truth, a man of integrity, or not. So she called her maid, her young maid, and said, you have to do something for me. And the maid said, what? And the old woman said, go to that man at night. He will be meditating, and whilst he is there, you enter his room, go near him and try to embrace him, and let me know what happened. The young maid went to that hut. Of that monastery where the master was sitting and meditating. She opened the door and the master opened the eyes and he shouted, who is this? Don't try to come here. Undisturbed, she came inside and he was resisting. She came near. He was resisting even more and she tried to embrace that man. And he was trembling. He threw her aside and he was about to run away. and shouting, "Go away, go away." The maid came back. And recounted whatever that happened to the old woman. The old woman said, "Before I die, go and burn the entire monastery." He is not the man of integrity. He is still carrying fear. Truth has not become spontaneous, the natural flow. Is still living. In a state of two minds. He is not the one who has reached the perfection. He is carrying so much consternation. Still within. So much hesitation. Still within. How can he be the man of truth? The man of integrity? Truth makes you fearless. Truth is fearless. Today's Murli explores the subtle nuances, definition, and the deeper connotations of truth. Baba said, "Truth is greatness. In truth is greatness. Truth has glory. Truth is glory. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Truth is purity. Purity is truth." Baba said, "You are spiritual lawmakers. You are the bestower of success. Siddhi Data. Vidhi Vidata. You are the one who lay down laws. You are the lawmakers, spiritual lawmakers. And what power you have, that you have become spiritual lawmaker, it is the power of truth." Falsehood is dangerous. But if an untruth is continuously narrated, if the public is told untruth multiple times, they accept that untruth as truth. Untruth has got power. It corrupts the mind. It corrupts the intellect. It forces you to believe. And one of the Maya's greatest weapon of Kali Yuga is untruth. In Ramayana, there is mention of 1,000-headed Ravana. Who was he? Sahasramukh Ravana. There are two Ravanas. One is 10-headed Ravana, who was killed. But after the death, there is mention of yet another Ravana, who had 10,000 heads. What he did? He did not come after the death of Ravana. When Ram came back and was crowned as the king, this Ravana entered the city of Ayodhya and he did something else. What was that? What weapon he used? He did not use bows and arrows. He did not use missiles, swords, none of that. Physical weapons. The weapon was untruth, to spread untruth, to spread rumors. And this is how he took the revenge. So one of the subtlest weapon of Maya is untruth, rumors, hearsay. And people start believing it. They begin their journey with doubt. But when the untruth is told repeatedly, people start accepting it. Initially, there is resistance. Initially, there is doubt, suspicion, and hesitation. But when the untruth is told repeatedly, when the falsehood spreads its tentacles, no one is unspared. So, this is the kingdom of Ravan, this is the kingdom of untruth. This is the kingdom of falsehood. Everywhere there is falsehood, everywhere there is untruth. And untruth has corrupted the mind of man. So much so that they are not even willing to accept that we are in untruth. They have lost the desire even to know the truth. They just follow what is given to them. What is going on through the ages, through the customs. They lost the discernment to judge, to challenge the prevailing truths. And it is irony. So, in today's Murli, Baba said, you are spiritual lawmakers. You are the bestower of success in a second. Truth is greatness. Truth is always great. It is always glorified. It is always respected. And you have known the truth of yourself, that you became a great soul. You have known the truth of God, that you call him your own. You have known the truth of this drama, this cycle. For you, it's no more Iron Age. But your intoxication is that you are living in an entirely different time dimension. For you, everything has changed. You see, the people, you are in the same place, but yet there is radical shift of mindset. So for you, this is not Kali Yuga, but Confluence Age, Sangam Yuga. Baba reminded of two sayings of bhakti and two sayings of knowledge. What are the two sayings of bhakti? Satyam, Shivam, and Sundaram. Satyam is truth. Shivam is auspicious. Sundaram is beauty. Truth is auspicious. That what is auspicious is beauty.
That which is beautiful is auspicious. That which is auspicious is truth. That which is truth is beauty. That which is beauty is
truth. All the three words are connected independently with each other in all permutations and combinations. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Truth is auspicious. Auspiciousness is truth.
And second is God is truth.
And here in knowledge, you know the one who has truth always dances. The boat of truth will flicker, will fluctuate, but it will never capsize. So you dance, you rejoice, because you are floating in the boat of truth. And this truth changes nature, this truth changes soul, this truth changes prakriti, this yug, everything, this era, this epoch, everything changes. Everything changes because of truth. Truth is like a philosopher's stone, it changes everything. Everything whatsoever. Truth changes your dress, truth changes your food, your country, everything. Truth is one of the greatest power. But how much you are grounded in truth, that is the test. So long as an iota of untruth is within you, you cannot feel the glory, the shine, the beauty of truth. So, today's task, practice of truthfulness. Experiencing the greatness of truth. Try to inculcate truth in your behavior, your relationships, and your inner sanskars. Throw aside that which is untruth, that which is falsehood, that it is pseudo, that which is artificial, that which is phony, and which is not you. Untruth in relationships, untruth in behavior, untruth in inner sanskars. Why this dichotomy? Why this division? To come to truth is to reach the highest platform of spirituality. Remove everything that which is not truth. Even when we behave, whatever we are in front of others, are we our real selves, or we try to show off and cover that which is truth? The society, the science, and everything that surrounds us has some layers of untruth. And our mind is conditioned. In this world, science is sponsored and truth is censored. You are not allowed to tell the truth. If you say truth, so understanding self, understanding God, and understanding time. Have I really understood which time is this? Create a collective energy of truth. And then this world will get elevated. So Baba has said, your everything changes, your daily routine changes, your eating changes, your drinking changes, your duty changes, your character changes, your words change, your destiny changes. So everything revolves around truth.
So think,
what untruth I am carrying with myself in my life? And untruth is darkness. How can I come from this darkness? How can I dispel this darkness of untruth and usher into the light of, into the realm of truth? Truth brings joy. Untruth, there is fear. Untruth, you have to do a lot of remembrance. You have to keep on remembering what you said where. But truth is simple. Untruth is complicated. Truth is unmanipulated. Truth, untruth, you have to manipulate. Untruth, there is fear. Untruth, you have to hide. Untruth, you have to keep changing. Untruth causes disturbance, hesitations. Untruth causes agitation. Untruth causes disturbance within. Untruth, you cannot sleep, but a man of truth can sleep nicely. While a man of untruth will spend many sleepless nights. Johnny, Johnny? Yes, Papa. Open your mouth. No, Papa. Eating sugar? No, Papa. So whether he is eating sugar, telling lies? So everyone is taught that. Telling lies, eating sugar. But somehow, we learn to speak untruth from elders, from your parents, from the society. The society teaches you all that. You are conditioned. So truth, untruth is deeply seated. To know the truth of your identity, the truth of your nature. If you know the truth of soul, you will know the truth of Supreme Soul. So that is the everything about truth. So study truth, experiment with truth, convert your life into a laboratory of truth and see what happens. Om Shanti.